Thursday, February 6th. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 18 and 19, and 21 through 24. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, and storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. Indeed, so fearful was the spectacle that Moses said, "I am terrified and trembling." No, you have approached Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. Haydock Commentary. You have not come to a mountain on earth that can be touched, such as Mount Sinai, where the law was given to Moses, where the mountain seemed all on fire, with dreadful thunder and lightning, whirlwinds, darkness, tempests, sounding of trumpets, voices, etc. Moses himself, trembling, was frightened. This particular detail is nowhere mentioned in scriptures, but the apostle might know it by revelation or by some tradition among the Jews. But you have come to Mount Zion, where not a law of fear like that of Moses, but a new law of love and mercy hath been given you, preached by our Savior himself and by his apostles, testified by the coming of the Holy Ghost and by the effusion of God's Spirit upon believers. Here you are called to the city of the living God, the Catholic Church on earth, and even to the celestial Jerusalem, there to be forever happy in the company of many millions of angels, to the church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, to be happy with those who have been chosen by a special mercy of God and blessed with an endless happiness, to be there in the presence of God, the judge of all men, with all the celestial spirits and souls of the just and perfect in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the mediator of this New Testament, the redeemer of mankind by his death on the cross, by the sprinkling and effusion of his blood, which speaketh better than that of Abel. For the blood of Abel cried to heaven for vengeance, and the blood of Christ for mercy and pardon. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick, and cured them. Haydock Commentary. It was usual for the Jews to prescribe oil as a proper thing to anoint the sick, but its virtue in the present instance in this gospel, when used by the apostles, was not natural but supernatural, and was derived from him who sent them, because this unction always produced a certain and constant cure in those who were anointed. This miraculous gift of healing the sick with oil, which Christ conferred on his apostles, was a prelude or gradual preparation to the dignity to which he raised this unction when he established it a perpetual rite in his holy church. This anointing the sick was at least the figure of the sacrament of anointing of the sick, which Christ was pleased to institute for the spiritual relief of persons in danger of death, and which is fully expressed by St. James in his epistle. The Council of Trent says this sacrament was insinuated in this passage of St. Mark, and promulgated in the Epistle of St. James.